Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, back with another episode of The Dopamine Declutter. Today, we're diving into something super important, navigating those tough emotions with a little extra empathy and self-compassion. Ever feel like your emotions are running the show? Like you're stuck in a roller coaster of anger, sadness, or anxiety, and there's no escape hatch? You know that feeling when you just want to scream into the void, or maybe hide under the covers for a week? Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? We don't have to let those emotions define us. We can actually learn to navigate them with more grace and understanding, both for ourselves and the people around us. Now, I'm not saying it's going to be easy. Facing our feelings head-on can sometimes feel like staring down a grumpy grizzly bear. But trust me, it's worth it. When we learn to cultivate empathy and self-compassion, we unlock this incredible power within ourselves, the power to respond to life's challenges with more wisdom, resilience, and even joy. So, let's break down some key takeaways that can help you on this journey. First things first, acknowledge those feelings. Don't try to bury them or pretend they don't exist. Sweeping emotions under the rug is like trying to ignore a giant puddle in your living room. It's just going to get bigger and messier. Instead, let yourself feel what you're feeling. Give those emotions space to breathe. Think of it like this. Imagine your emotions are guests at a party. Don't slam the door in their face. Instead, offer them a seat, a drink, and listen to what they have to say. Next up, practice self-compassion. This is huge, guys. Remember that inner voice? The one that's always judging you, criticizing your every move? Time to put that critic on mute. Be kind to yourself, just like you would be to a good friend going through a tough time. Talk to yourself with love and understanding. You wouldn't berate a buddy for making a mistake, right? So why do we treat ourselves so harshly? Now, let's talk about empathy. This is all about stepping into other people's shoes and trying to understand their perspective. Remember that everyone is dealing with their own unique set of challenges, their own internal struggles. When you can approach situations with empathy, it opens up a whole new world of connection and understanding. Instead of getting caught up in blame or judgment, try to see things from the other person's point of view. Communication is key. If you're feeling overwhelmed by emotions, talk about it. Share your feelings with someone you trust, a friend, family member, therapist, or even a journal. Getting those emotions out in the open can be incredibly liberating. And when communicating with others, try to express yourself clearly and honestly, while also being mindful of their feelings. Lastly, take care of yourself. This might sound obvious, but it's so easy to neglect our own needs when we're caught up in the whirlwind of emotions. Make sure you're getting enough sleep, eating nourishing food, moving your body, and engaging in activities that bring you joy. Imagine this. You're at a party, surrounded by people, but feeling overwhelmed. The music is loud, the conversations are buzzing, and you just want to escape. But instead of panicking, you take a deep breath. Acknowledge that you need some space, and politely excuse yourself for a moment. You find a quiet corner, sip your drink, and listen to the calming rhythm of your own heartbeat. You allow yourself a few minutes of self-compassion, reminding yourself that it's okay to take a break when you need it. You come back into the party feeling refreshed and grounded, ready to connect with people in a more authentic way. See? It's all about awareness, intention, and kindness towards ourselves and others. It's a journey, not a destination, so be patient with yourself along the way. Remember, you're not alone in this. We've covered some powerful tools today to help you navigate those tough emotions with more empathy and self-compassion. The key takeaways? Acknowledge your feelings, practice kindness towards yourself, cultivate empathy for others, communicate openly, and prioritize your well-being. Now go out there and rock it. Remember, the world needs your unique light and perspective. Don't let those tricky emotions dim your shine. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might benefit from these insights. Until next time, stay kind, stay curious, and keep decluttering that dopamine.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.